prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 25 May, 2025. I'm sorry, 26 May, excuse me. Memorial Day today. And we're going to discuss some of that in a little bit because I think it's only right to pay respects to people who went on, not just military, but our whole family, but we're going to discuss mostly military tonight because I was a member of that myself at one time. And we're going to talk about things that sometimes may upset a few people. But we're going to share some with you anyway. So bear with us, please. A lot to talk about, scripture to share, and your phone call next half hour, as always. Now, there'll be Bible study again this weekend. Don't forget that there'll be Bible study again this weekend. We'll be starting a half hour later at 11 o'clock Eastern time, 11 o'clock a.m., because we're going to have Diana Ketterman join us for 2 hours. She's going to come at 11 o'clock. We're going to discuss some topics from 11 to 12. Then we're going to take a break for about an hour. We're going to break bread together with Diana and the rest of a few people there. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll come back, have Diana discuss more with us, about a half an hour, 45 minutes, and take phone calls for questions and comments. So join us, if at all possible, this weekend. I'm anxious to meet Diana in person. Break bread with her and get to know her a little better. You can join us by going to PastorButch.com and clicking right on the page there. You'll see Rumble there. Click on there, and there we are. I hope you join us live so you can watch us and see her and listen to what we have to say back and forth, discussing different topics. If you can't do it by online, then call us on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And of course, during the sessions, we'll be taking phone calls and whatever. Now, with all we have to talk about, we may not take phone calls to the last half hour. After an hour and a half of discussion, we'll open the lines up for phone calls because I don't want to take a lot of our time trying to cover different topics. So join us Saturday. It's coming Saturday, the 31st, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern, for discussions and Bible information, perhaps. And don't forget, we're offering this week, and we're going to quit offering the three-hour DVD teaching, or CD, your choice, on American prophecy. But I will say this again and again and again. Unless you know who we are in the Bible, you'll not know what prophecy is all about and what the end times bring. In the teaching, I take time to show you the countries of the world by their names in the scriptures and who they are today. I show you how they line up in the end days to come against each other in war. I show you Ezekiel 38 and 39, what happens to America, and then what happens to the ones who attack America, not just America, all of Israel around the world. Yeah, I'm serious. I teach that. I give you a book on on a topic that you need to find out about. The New Jerusalem is not the Old Jerusalem. I send the outline that I use to teach from. All this is for $39.95. I hope you'll take advantage of this. If you want to know what's coming with Russia, Persia, or Iran, and Russia, of course, is Gog and Magog. If you want to know what's coming with nations that are going to be attacking America, it's in the Bible. And I try to show it to you. All right? So it's available if you want it. I don't want us to say, except it's there. I have nothing else I can even say about that. Of course, we offer other products too if you want it, like the Strauss products, Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, different books we offer through the ministry. If you want a copy of our new catalog, the Spring and Summer catalog, just call toll-free and leave your address. Call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, folks, it does save us money if you do that. Our toll-free number is quite expensive, but if you can't do long distance, call the number. But if you can do long distance, call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And tell Faith you'd like to have a catalog. It's free. Give your address. Or you can call, leave it on the message machine if you want to. Just call the number and leave it on the message machine. Very slowly, give your address a couple times, phone number in case I have to call back and get it. And we'll get the catalog out to you this coming week. How's that? So we're doing our best we can to provide for you, I pray, biblical knowledge that applies even to today in our personal lives, not just for past and future situations and prophecies, but what we are to live by and how we're to live today as a Christian. I hope we'll do that. Now, tonight we're going to discuss a few things. Now, folks, I am going on 77 years old this coming September, not very far away. I've been blessed and privileged to live several decades already, a lot of them. I've been through a lot. I've done a lot of ignorant things in my life, a lot of stupid things, youthful, idiotic things that I think most of us can say we've done. I've been blessed to make it through those things. I've lost a lot of friends along the way, some to accidents, some other ways, some killed in Nam. Other things happened, but I'm still blessed to be here. I've lost classmates who just died of whatever over the years. But I'm still here for a purpose. I've often wondered why am I here when so many people are so much more qualified than me are going, but I'm here according to my Father's will. I know that. And I've learned some things from studying, and I've been told by the Word and by Scriptures to study the Word, to know the Word. I've also been given instructions by the Holy Spirit to understand what's happening in the world today, to understand history, and not to be deceived by the wiles of Satan and by the trickery of man. And brothers and sisters, I have been deceived by the trickery of man for many, many years. We just want to face the fact that 99% of us are into the beast system up to our necks already, if not further. We were deceived into it, yes, but we're there. And it's a shame because I look back on the wars, the one that I'm deceived by the trickery of man for many, many years. We just want to face the fact that 99% of us are into the beast system up to our necks already, if not further. We were deceived into it, yes, but we're there. And it's a shame because I look back on the wars, the one that... It's a shame that we have seen millions of young men and now women dying because of ignorance of the fact of why they were there in foreign countries, fighting for things we thought we were doing the right thing, but we didn't know that we were being set up, as General Smedley Butler said, war's a racket. We were set up to finance millionaires, billionaires' desires and wants and lust. All wars are fought, as the Bible says in James, because of lust and greed. All of them. for somebody, not necessarily the ones doing the fighting, not normally. They're just there because they're told to be there. And they've been deceived and thinking doing the right thing. I was deceived. Millions have been deceived. But somebody, somewhere, wanted something somebody else had, or lusted of something somebody else had, or maybe they were in a financial need like nations have been, and they had to go to war to get out of the financial burden. I don't know what the reasons have been, but very few wars have been fought on truly righteous grounds. Very few. And when you look back at the millions have died, just in America alone, from America alone, I should say, and what they fought for, the fight they were leaving for us, and the sacrifice they made, millions have died, and millions more have been wounded and crippled all their lives and still paying for it. Myself, even on a lesser scale, with diabetes because Agent Orange killed the pancreas, gout all through my body because Agent Orange caused arthritis and different things. My minor things that I've had to pay. Minor, very minor. But nonetheless, millions are dead. Millions are suffering because of lies and false patriotism. Now, we thought we were being patriotic, and it's not on our part it's false. It's from those who lured us into the wars and deceived us. I read this many times there. I'm going to read you tonight. I'm going to read to you The Bird's Eye View of the Evolution of Nations by Alexander Tyler. Now, I want you to stop and think, folks, when this nation was founded, I'm not going back into the ones who fought the war for independence. What was behind it, what was really behind it, was, of course, there were money powers involved on both sides. Don't have time to get into it now. Yes, most of our founding fathers were Masons. That's a fact. No point getting mad at me. It's just a fact. Maybe they had some altruistic ideas, but they were still Masons. And maybe somebody had a pure heart trying to leave behind for their posterity a different kind of society. I believe a lot of them did. I truly believe that. And they really had prayers and hopes, perhaps, that we wouldn't fall back into bondage again for whatever the reason may be. But unfortunately, as we learn in Scripture, even from Israel, we're going to discuss that more in a minute, the man has a desire for easy living, less responsibility, without paying a real price for it. Don't want to work for it. Well, we know that's true. But in the bird's eye view of the evolution of nations, this is what it says. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. Then the problem starts, folks. From liberty to abundance. Now put yourself in mind of ancient Israel and modern day America and other nations who went through with us, who through this. Again, from liberty to abundance. From abundance to selfishness, men of greed, wicked men, starting desiring what they could not obtain on their own. They got any way they could. All of us, every one of us out there, listen to my voice, have been partakers of the plate of desire and wickedness. I'm going to prove it to you in a minute. From selfishness to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy to dependence. Boy, that's a big one. From dependency back to bondage. That is America today. Aristotle said this. Masculine republics decline into feminine democracies and then into despotism. Again, does that not fit America today and most Western nations? Does it not? We know it does. Now, in Proverbs chapter 23, read a couple scriptures there. Read the first two verses of Proverbs, maybe the first three. Now listen to what it says very carefully. And then look in the mirror and take a look at yourself before you throw a stone at somebody else. Like I try to do about every time I get in the scriptures. Knowing my faults are many more than I can even recognize, but understanding that I'm guilty. I'm going to read these verses to you. When you walk into the government's table, the king's palace and table, when you walk into their table is set with abundance of everything you think of. They will supply you with food, clothing, shelter, medical care. They'll supply you with everything. The king's table is just replenished over and over from somebody else's pocket, of course, but it's there. All you have to do is go in, lust after it, perhaps, and sign for it. Oh, but I need it, preacher. I need it. I can't live without it. I'm not getting into that. I understand. But what does this lead to? This is in Proverbs 23. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. Now pay attention. When you go to seek help from man and man's governments, consider diligently what they offer you. And put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite or lust or greed, or an easy way to get through things. You mean we can get ourselves in a bind by accepting help from man and man's governments? Answer my question. Where's our nation today? What part of the evolution today of nations are we in now? Did we go from dependency back into bondage? Did we? Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Oh, my friends, brothers and sisters, I was deceived. I was deceived. We all been deceived. We've all been through this. When I grew up, Social Security hadn't been around for many years when I was born. Coming out around the 30s, and I was born in 1948. I married my grandma and grandpa. That was one of the most wonderful things ever was that Roosevelt was elected to office. And then he promised a car in every garage, a chicken in every pot. And he kept his word. He started Working Men of America programs. They weren't jobs done by free enterprise. They were jobs created by the government. It's called socialism. He promised things and went on from there to where we are today. No one thought much about it. There may have been a few individuals trying to warn people this is a trick, don't get involved. But they were desperate. They were hungry. Instead of turning and asking our Lord God to bless us and show us the truth, I'm talking about them then. They went with the way of the king's table and said, please take care of us. You see, it's evolved into a lot more than that, has it not? It's evolved to the point that they will rob from us to pay somebody else, and they are so far in debt. We talk about a $38 trillion debt. Actually, folks, for this nation, it's closer to $100 trillion, but that's beside the point right now. Because politicians get elected by promising you stuff, the dainties that they can offer you, that we should not be desirous of, but we have been. I'm guilty. Oh, sure, we live easier and better, perhaps materially anyway. But what does it cost us spiritually? What does it cost our children for our complacency, as we turn into with the prosperity and the complacency? What happens to our future generations? In 1 Samuel chapter 8, Samuel was faced with something that really, really bothered him. The people of God, the Israelites, were led as a more or less a theocracy, God was the head. Samuel was the spokesman, but God was the head. As their nation was first founded, the first Christians, the true believers of Christians, that soon have started disappearing by the middle of 1700s, 1800s, the true believers, the Pilgrims and Puritans come over here to set up a theocracy, not a democracy or any republic at the time, a theocracy. The men who met that led the colonies as a whole had to be Christians, had to prove to the people that they were believers in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in both the Old and New Testament, before they could hold office. Because they were not to meet to pass taxation and to control property and take away people's ability to take care of themselves and feed themselves. They didn't have a license to open up to grow crops and run a garden or permission to do anything like that. But they just set up to make sure God's laws are being obeyed. It certainly changed not too long after that. But in 1 Samuel chapter 8, I'll take phone calls, folks, next half hour, which is going to have time, but I got to share this. The people come to Samuel and said, "We want a king like other nations. We want a king." Now, this is what it says. They told Samuel, "We want a king to judge us. We want an earthly government and man to judge us." And God told Samuel, "Listen to them. They haven't rejected you. They rejected me." As our founders prayerfully set forth to give us something of a bit of a liberty to live our lives as free men and women, we decided we wanted a king. No, we don't want a king on a throne. We had a while republic, perhaps, and then we went into a democracy, one of the most hateful governments in the world. But we wanted someone who would take care of us and feed us and clothe us and house us. That's what they wanted. But God said, warn them first. Because if they choose this man, this government, this group of people to rule over them instead of me, then he will reign over them as I have. But he will become their God, so to speak, their lord, their landlord. And you don't own your property. You don't own your home. You don't own your automobile. You don't pay tax on every year, they'll come and take it from you for the taxes. So you never own it. We now have a king who reigns over us that doesn't care basically whether you live or die. All they say they do, but by their actions, you can see what they are. By their fruits, you shall know them. Now, what's this have to do with Memorial Day? I went into the military in 1967. Not particularly wanting to go, but I joined the Air Force. People being drafted in all the time. Went in with somewhat of a honest, sincere desire to do something for the country. Didn't understand what the Constitution was, although I held my hand up and swore to it before it could be inducted into the military. But I never even read it. When I was in school, I think we had memorized the preamble, but I never even read the Constitution. I was a hypocrite. I swore to something I never even read. And most people today still haven't read it. Guarantee you politicians haven't read it, or at least enough to try to understand it. But he said, listen, they rejected you, but I want you to tell them something. They rejected me, they didn't reject you, rejected me. I want to tell you something that you need to tell them. I'm going to paraphrase this, okay? Tell them what they're asking for when they want a king. What is it? What's he going to do? What's he going to do when you have a king, when you have an earthly government that becomes your king? You know, the Israelites had fought battles to get into the promised land. They've been blessed. They've been guided, and many miracles were done. Men had died to get them there. Many men of faith had taken a huge stands for that. But now things are changing. He said, if you put up an earthly government to reign over you, he'll take your sons, and he'll appoint them for his service. And they'll be his military. He'll run for his chariot. So they'll be his horsemen. And they will be drafted into the military to fight wars that the kings are thought worthy of. Now, that doesn't mean that all the battles of kings and all the kings are evil. It doesn't mean that at all. But immediately, when the first king Saul came in, he turned evil. David really messed up big time for a while. And Solomon didn't do a lot better, except for a little while. He did quite a bit of good, but things always seem to turn for the evil side of mankind eventually. And he'll point people over you. There'll be people that are in charge of thousands and over 50s, right on down. He'll set up a earthly government, and then he'll take your money, your harvest, your income, your earnings, and you will reap it. You will reap it, and he will take it, and he will build his instruments for wars. That's what it says. Read it for yourself. And he will take your fields and your vineyards. He'll take your property and all that you have. And he'll give them over to his servants. Like, folks, every day, how many billions of dollars in tax do we pay to pay his servants in the federal agencies, even state agencies? How many billions we put out as a people to pay the king's servants? He'll take part of what you earn in the fields or your incomes, and he'll tax you for it. And he'll give it to his servants. He'll give it to his officers. He'll give it to his people that he chose to work with him and for him. He'll take it from you, those that produce, and give it to those that he puts to rule over you. IRS, FBI, CIA, DEA. All but you need all those. Do we? Think about it. He will basically control you, own you, and defy your cries to let up the burden. If you read in the Bible, when Judah and Israel split, Rehoboam, Jeroboam were the two kings of the nations. You'll find that one of them said, "My taxes will be on you. Will be much heavier than what my father's were." So the people they split because they said, "We're not going to serve this king. We're not going to handle this." They left. Judah broke off. And Levi broke off with him. The other 10 tribes went into northern and southern kingdoms over taxation. But he warned the people solemnly, do not do this. If you do this, your new government, your new reign, your new king that will reign over you will control you, own your property, draft your children to serve him, hire his own servants that you must pay and feed and clothe and house, to be his servants, to oppress you even more. But now this is something we have to understand. This is not pleasant, but it doesn't change the fact that this is what the Bible says. Only in the chapter, we find something that's very, very important. After the break, we'll get into it. Next hour, but half hour taking phone calls. As always, it's 717-300 1698. Don't go
away. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, folks, again, Memorial Day, May 26, 2025. I'm making all these points to come to the real point I want to make about Memorial Day. And the ones you remember, and we should remember everybody, my mom and dad and all your families already passed on. My dad was a wounded prisoner of war in World War II. He served. Before he passed away, several years before he passed away, he realized how he was conned into that, just like we were in Vietnam. And it broke his heart. But my point I want to make tonight is, after what they've done to pay for us, to pay the price, supposedly thinking they were saving us as a free country. And I watch what's happened to this nation since I got home in 1971. How far against God we've turned. How wicked we become. I didn't fight for this country to be this. I didn't. I wasn't involved in fighting as a lot of people were. I was in combat support. Yeah, that's what I did. An underling for the CIA, so to speak, but I had no idea what CIA was. I thought they were all good guys. But I want to understand how we went from liberty, from bondage to courage, from bondage to great courage, spiritual bondage, great courage, and then we went back into dependency and apathy and lost it all. The ones who died for that, for the beginning of this nation, if they were dying with the ideal of giving us something special as a nation, they did for a while. What have we done to honor their memories besides a trivial, playing at taps and putting a wreath on an unknown soldier's grave? How shallow that is when you realize what we allowed to happen to the country, that they actually thought they were dying to preserve and even make better. But God told the Israelites in 1 Samuel chapter 8, so one day you're going to cry out to me because you asked for a king. You're going to cry out to me and beg to take this burden off you. Now read it for yourself. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 8. It says, I'm not going to hear your prayers. That's what he said. I'm not going to hear you. Once you reject me to reign over you and be your king, and you choose man's kingdom over mine, I'll not deliver you from that. And he didn't. He didn't. All they had good and bad kings, so to speak, I guess you say. But finally, he got so wicked that he scattered them all over the world, which had to be done, obviously. But that was their judgment. And Samuel went through all this, rehearsed it before the people, and told them, you don't want a king. This is what's going to happen if you take an earthly king. This is what's going to happen. This is what he's going to do to you. But the people said, they wouldn't listen. They refused to listen to what Samuel had to say. But they said, in their words, we want a king to rule over us, to judge us. Now, this went on from there even. Say, well, we want a king like all the other nations. Then he'll judge us, and he'll go out before us, and he'll fight our battles. In other words, he'll take care of us. He'll watch over us, and he will lead us in battle. And he'll be the one that we become, the one that we obey, not God Almighty. We obey him. Oh, my folks, how we fall into that. The Lord just brought to mind a 501c3 clause in the IRS code that put churches under the thumb of the federal government. But who cares, right? No big deal. The churches are guilty, and I say churches, I'm talking about believers in God. I'm guilty. I didn't know it was. Most people don't. But you see, the more you say scriptures, the more you ask God to show you his word, and the more you look around, you apply to where you live right now, the life you're living right now, you're going to see things that most people will never see because they don't want to see it. They don't care to look. They don't care to look for the truth. They just want to go about their lives. And I guess ignorance to a point is bliss, as the old saying goes. Because once you see the truth and you try to share it with other people, they may not like you so much. They might want to break off from being your friend. They might want to separate from you. That's okay, because you were told to separate from them. Now, I'm not saying that you go out and become cocky and arrogant and say, oh, I'm not going to spend time with you anymore. You're an idiot. No, no, no. You can't witness somebody if you separate from them. But when you see the truth, and it breaks your heart, Ecclesiastes 1:18 says, knowledge brings grief and wisdom brings sorrow. When you see the truth, and brief you want to listen, it bothers you. It has me. Still does. But the men who paid with their lives, believing that they had given us something better, wanted us to preserve something. Now, folks, I am not ignorant. I didn't serve in Korean War. I didn't serve World War II. I didn't serve any other war. I wasn't in the military during the other war except Vietnam. That was the most hated war so far in history. And we learned very little from it, actually. Look what happened in Afghanistan. Look what we did in Iraq and Iran, because we thought we were actually in Iraq, thinking that they were being patriotic because they bombed our 9/11 World Towers. They bombed it. We know now it's a lie. Most of us know it's a lie. A lot of us know it's a lie. But the masses don't want to hear it because it makes them feel guilty that we're suckered into this. And men and women both died to get revenge. But I lost friends in the ones I went to high school with. And I don't relate to World War II as far as understanding what they did. I understand what they did, perhaps, but I can't. It doesn't wrap around my mind like being a Vietnam era veteran does. Folks, I didn't face a tenth of what a man's faced in Nam. I was stationed in Vietnam. I was in Thailand, other places. I didn't face a tenth of it. Matter of fact, if I was on the main base of Thailand, I had it made. Air conditioned barracks and everything. But on sites in Vietnam, other places, it was Quonset hut with screen around it and metal roofs. And I had it made over those sleeping in the jungle night. But I lost friends over there. And the song that I'm going to play tonight, I play every year. It's just in my mind. I can't help it. Sung by George Jones. Entitled 50,000 Names. there were more than I killed, obviously, around 60 to be honest. But many more of that have died from causes after they got home and Agent Orange and other things. And many committed suicide. And still are, by the way. From other wars, other times in the military. But I think back on the people that I knew and went to school with who didn't come home. When it happened, I hate it, but I really thought, well, they did it for their country, and they some of them cared enough to do this. But I do know for a fact from being there personally that most of the men I talked to were there to do the job, get out, and come home. They were burnt out. The ones I talked to, they were involved in even in the fighting, realized after a while, they're just fighting to survive. They could see that this war wasn't meant to win. But nonetheless, they did their duty. I respect them for that. Yes, they were deceived, but they did not know that. So all those out there that are still alive today, that are active military, retired military, or just served, I want to salute you for what you did in your heart and mind. Whether you did it for sincere reasons or just knew you had to do it, you did it. This song we'll play tonight is for everybody, but especially those that I know listen to this program that are Vietnam era vets. Listen to the words of 50,000 men, or I'm sorry, 50,000 names on the wall. Then we'll take phone calls then at 717-300-1698. Please play that, Todd.
There's teddy bears and high school rings and old photographs that mamas bring, the daddies with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots that he used to wear when he was sent over there. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's cigarettes and there's cans of beer and notes that say I miss you, children who don't say anything at all. There's purple hearts and packs of gum, fatherless daughters and fatherless sons, and there's 50,000 names carved in the wall. They come from all across this land in pickup trucks and minivans, searching for a boy from long ago. Scan the wall and find his name. The teardrops fall like corn rain, and silently they leave a gift and go. They're stars of David and rosary beads and crucifixion figurines and flowers of all colors, large and small.
was a Boy Scout badge and American. Little American flags waving in the wind. And there's 50,000 names,
hear me,
carved in the wall.
Hear me, Todd.
There's 50,000 names carved in the wall.
Okay, I like that. That's not Taps, but I like that. Taps is what you play at funerals, Todd, when somebody's been buried. If you can find that, please do. The line's open, folks, 717-316-98. I salute those for what they've done. I don't care if you serve willingly or you drafted. Maybe some of y'all saw a lot of, through a lot of this facade and went because you had to, and I understand that. I respect you for that. I do. And I salute you for what you've done. But the whole point of tonight's lesson is this. Perhaps we can't change this country back to what it once was. And I know we can't. We went beyond that already as a nation. But I just want to exhort you, encourage you to stand for the truth while you can. Perhaps we can't go back and change what we let happen. I'm sure we can't. But that is beside the point. The point of it is, now that we know the truth, don't you think that we should do our best to do something for the memory of those who paid the price? Don't you think so? Do our best to make a difference with what's left in life with the truth we know. Don't you think we owe them that much? Maybe they didn't even know what we know now, that we're honored and privileged to know by the Word of God. They didn't understand it. I didn't. But I think we owe it to them to do something we can to make this nation a somewhat better place in their lives. Do you agree to that? I think you do. Second phone call. Let's talk to Esther. Esther, you there?
I am, Pastor Butch, but I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. By the way, where are you calling from, Esther? What state you in?
Oh, I'm calling from Washington State.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I can hear you better now. Good.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, you know, when we had King Dingling and Hormala as the leaders, everybody was calling and speaking their mind, standing up for truth, and everybody was fearless, right? And
right.
Now, programs are being cut off. All of a sudden, you're muted, or you come, many programs will come in sketchy. Many programs will just be completely gone, and you won't be able to get them the next day. And the censor that's happening, especially if you talk about those that, you know, we should not talk about, all of a sudden, the censors come on, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. We had, you know, what happened here? I don't understand. Do you understand?
Well, I think I understand as far as why they're doing it. I do. But in a lot of ways, Esther, the one that's in office right now and his cabinet, I guess you'd say, his administration, are cracking down on a lot of things like freedom of speech. For example, they're cracking down big time. And whether you agree with somebody or not, they have a right to think what they want to think and speak it. But they're cracking down on that. So we see a lot of things coming together on this administration, though, that some things I like, many things I don't. I watch our nation further decline into what we know is going to happen. A one-world dictatorship is coming. And I know this can make people angry, but Trump has the ego intact to try to be at least a big part of that, what's going on in the world, to can more or less become a world ruler. As a matter of fact, he said he's already more or less a world leader in some of his comments he made. So, but yeah, I see this. I see it. And yeah. Every administration I've seen come and go in my lifetime, every one of them, I thought Reagan would change the country and make it into something better again. He may slow things down in a few areas, but as the nation has proceeded to decay through every administration, we've lost more freedoms under every administration. We lost a lot under George Bush Jr., for sure. So, yes, I see what you're saying. It's happening.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, my thought on that is every country in the insane asylum, the planet Earth, they're all in debt. Every last one of them. The banking system, the currencies, everything is upside down and falling for every nation.
Yeah,
and you see, now we have that pyramid where we have on the top, we have the money lenders, and we know who the money lenders are. They are the ones that shall not be named. And they are desperate for new debt so they can continue their control. And the only way for those that will not be named are to create wars so that they can create more massive debt with more power and put in the middle of the pyramid all the manipulators, but it's their manipulators now, the new ones. And, of course, on the bottom is the human fodder. And so we've come to an age of sincere, moronic idiocy and confusion. And I'm speechless, Pastor Butch. I'm totally speechless.
I understand. I do understand that. I understand completely. But that's, unfortunately, that's the way of man, as I read in Evolution Nations, Esther. That's the way of man. We become, with our complacency and our abundance, if you read Hosea 4, 6, and 7, you'll find out in verse 6 that the more they prospered, the more they forgot him, forgot God. Same with America. So with our abundance, we become selfish and literally ignorant of what this nation once was, as Israel did. They forgot what they were set up as. They turned from God and turned to man. That's America today, and believe me,
yes.
Payday's already hell. It's going to get a whole lot worse.
Well, you know, and when we talk about Israel, could you imagine forsaking Yahweh and the promise of the seed coming through Abraham, that unique DNA that had to come through Abraham to bring about God's only begotten Son, so that play, that beautiful promise could be fulfilled. Could you imagine having something like that and all the miracles? And then these Israelites, they turn to Baal worship, where they have sex orgies in their temples. And
slaughter their own children. Slaughter their own babies. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, and then those newborn babies are murdered, and then they eat them.
Well, that's...
These are the ancient Israelites.
And we're doing it again. We're doing it again. America's doing it again.
Yes,
other nations are too, but I live
again.
In America. We're doing it again. Same thing. Probably on a lot much larger scale, though.
But we don't know about that, because look at all the children that have been kidnapped and trafficked.
I know.
The more we know, the more we realize we don't know very much.
That's very true. But the sad part of it is, Esther, a lot of people don't want to know it.
Oh, they run from knowing.
Yes, they do.
They run. They run from new understanding. Like, I'm only as good as what I can understand, which means that my IQ is matching my understanding. But I have to humble myself and allow God's Holy Spirit to open my mind so that I can understand with more wisdom, which is experience. And then I understand things that before I thought were true and now are not true. And I'm thinking, how could I be so stupid?
Well, that's actually, when you don't know, you're ignorant. But once you know the truth and still ignore it, then you're stupid. And you're not stupid. Ignorant, perhaps, as I was, yes, but not stupid.
I like that. Dangerously stupid.
There you go. And,
that's
and the
where
Bible
we're
talks
at right now, Pastor Wood.
What is? And the Bible talks about being willfully ignorant, too. And we are that also.
Yes, willfully ignorant.
A lot of times you don't
want
to hear the truth.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for the call, sweetheart. Appreciate it. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Anything else you want to say?
I want to say, Pastor Butch, thank you very much. You've been through a lot and your family, and you're just holding in there, and you're just sticking to the truth. And, yeah, you know, you've got so many angels around you that I hardly believe you can breathe.
Anyway, well, thank you. God bless you, sis.
Thank you very much for all,
you're welcome.
All you've
thank
done
you for
and
the
all
call.
You're doing.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
What a sweet phone call. That really was. I appreciate that. But all praise to our Father. I'm just a servant, folks. I mean, truly, that's all I am, a servant, and sometimes a very poor one, but a servant of the Almighty. Because of the grace He shed on me, I'm honored to be here. I really am. I don't know how else to put it. I certainly don't deserve the blessings He's given me, but Christ did for me. If He hadn't, I've been of all men most miserable. And I just want to thank Him for that. And thank you for the compliments. I appreciate it. But understand that I'm only a man. But I do appreciate it very much. All right. The phone line's open. Nobody's calling. 717-300-1698. You know, there's not much I can add to what I've said. I'm sure I made already some people angry with me. And that's okay. I didn't do it for that purpose. If you're mad at me for telling the truth, then you just have to get over it, because you're not mad at me, you're mad at the Word of God. And I just don't know what to say to inspire you to do what you got to do. Let's go ahead. It's getting close, closing time. Let's play Taps, Please, Todd. Go ahead. Folks, this is again for those honored. I'm honored to play this for those who served, that are still living, and those who are already gone. Folks, we love you, but grace God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.